Joe Fisher joins us now. What's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, and there's also a breakfast this morning with the four coaches, and that's going to start in about 35 minutes or so with registration at 7 o'clock if folks want to take part in that over at the Hilton.
In fact, I'm heading there when I get off the phone with you. So that's right, looking forward to that, getting that group together. And then, of course, Tennessee plays at 6 o'clock in their contest, and then we play Western Kentucky at about 8:30 or so. And we've played Western there before, you'll remember, a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Commodores have played in the Somme Center, I guess. We played last year, of course, the South Florida game, and then, of course, the SEC tournament a couple of times. So it's not totally new territory, and should be quite a contest. Western is 4-3 coming off of a win over Evansville, which was a big sort of revenge win for them. Evansville had thumped them last year. It was their worst loss of the year, so that was a big win for them to get them over 500.
And hearing the comments of Western's coach Ken McDonald, they seem about as concerned about Jermaine Beal as anybody on Vanderbilt's roster. Talk about the season he's had so far and what he means to this club.
Well, Jermaine got off to a great start. He scored in double figures in each of the first five games or so. He was very consistent. Of course, he's a senior. He handles the basketball very well. His last couple of games, he struggled a little bit, certainly offensively, did not play well at all against DePaul, and then was probably average at best against Illinois. So I know he's ready to kind of get back to where he was before. When he is playing well, he's so strong with the basketball. He handles it, doesn't turn it over very much. He finds AJ inside. He gets the ball to the scorers. But this year, more of an offensive threat than he has been in the past. That's what's kind of made him the bigger challenge for opposing coaches now. Now they have to worry about him scoring, not just delivering the basketball.
How much do you place on this game being at the arena here in that'll be where they play the conference tournament in a couple months?
Well, it's probably good to get in there and play a game and get the feel of it. And I don't think it hurts anything. I don't think it's a major issue either way. But certainly it does get a good you get to get a shoot around in there, and then you get to play there. So maybe a little more exposure than some of the other teams, and certainly familiarity can't hurt anything.
Women's team beat Quinnipiac last night by a point. Had to come back to do it with Jensie Rhodes scoring the game-winning bucket.
Really struggled on the road. That was one I think most people expected would be a relatively easy game. And, of course, with the travel going up to Connecticut and all the weather they had to deal with, you wonder if everything went just smoothly to get there. But they found a way to win it. That was great. A three at the buzzer by Quinnipiac made it the final 75-74. But Jensie was really big down the stretch. And I guess it's one of those things that when it's over, Melanie looks back and says, okay, the team showed some character on the road with a comeback. That's something that probably bodes well for later on.
Now, you know, Quinnipiac has given us Eric Yutzi.
Oh, really?
Yes, Eric Yutzi is a grad. You know where Quinnipiac is, Kevin?
It's in Connecticut, right?
It is. Very good. Yeah.
Well, Joe just said it was in Connecticut. That's how I knew.
I was checking to see if you were listening.
Yeah, I was, apparently, this time at least. And also
a great party school, from what I hear.
Oh, really?
What is not a great party school?
Well.
Oh, you always hear, that's a great party school.
I don't think Lipscomb's a great party school.
Oh, I don't know. I think
let's ask Michael about that over here. As we wrap up this scintillating conversation, three members of the Vanderbilt football team were named to the All-Freshman Club, including Warren Norman, Ryan Fowler, and Ryan Seymour.
Ryan Fowler was a unanimous selection as the kicker, by the way, and then Warren Norman, of course, you would think had to make it. And then Ryan Seymour, good to see him get in there. He got a lot of play down the stretch of the season after the injury to Thomas Welch, and so he's good to see him get some recognition, too.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll speak with you on Monday.
Okay, guys. We'll see you tonight.